WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. The state's Water Control Board meets to decide on approval for the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. Charlottesville denies a request for another white supremacist rally next year. And Governor McAuliffe announces measures to address Virginia's severe teacher shortage. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, December 12th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College. When you earn a two-year associate degree, transferring to a four-year college is possible through their guaranteed transfer agreement programs. More information at brcc.edu.
The controversial Atlantic Coast Pipeline faces its final regulatory hurdle in Virginia, permits to be voted on by the State Water Control Board. The two-day board meeting began Monday, as Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports.
Plenty were here to speak in favor of the natural gas pipeline, like Delegate Roxanne Robinson of Chesterfield County. The pipeline won't go through her district, but she thinks it will be an important part of Virginia's energy future.
And we need to be able to transport the natural gas across the Commonwealth and to North Carolina and to the coastline.
Many others say the state isn't doing enough to protect Virginia's waters. Regulators won't be analyzing each stream crossing in the pipeline's path, instead relying on a blanket permit from the Army Corps of Engineers. Jennifer Lewis, president of the anti-pipeline group Friends of Augusta, says that's just not enough.
It's inaccurate and it's not safe. I want them to go to each stream crossing and do an analysis on each stream, each body of water, each wetland.
Last week, the board opted not to require that level of analysis for the Mountain Valley Pipeline. Opponents are still holding out hope that they will require it for the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. The board received more than 15,000 comments on the project. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
Officials in Charlottesville have denied a permit requested by an organizer of the August white supremacist rally that turned violent. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that city manager Maurice Jones wrote Monday that, quote, the proposed demonstration or special event will present a danger to public safety. Jason Kessler, a Charlottesville resident who was the primary organizer of the August 12th protest called Unite the Right, requested the permit last month to hold a two-day rally for the event's one-year anniversary. In his application, Kessler described the event purpose as, quote, a rally against government civil rights abuse and failure to follow security plans for political dissidents. Jones wrote that, quote, no reasonable allocation of city funds or resources can guarantee that event participants will be free of any threat of violence. Beginning in April, air travelers will be able to fly directly to Chicago as well as to Washington, D.C. from Shenandoah Valley Regional Airport. SkyWest Airlines announced Monday that it will take over service there from Via Airlines on April the 3rd. Greg Campbell, executive director at SVRA, said SkyWest will offer three flights to and from the airport each weekday on 50-seat regional jets, two flights linked with Dulles International near D.C., and one to and from Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. Via Air had offered flights through Charlotte Douglas International Airport with some flights linked to Orlando since late 2015. But SVRA officials complained about Via Air's service, saying far too many flights were canceled or delayed. SkyWest service will begin in early April, and the airport says air travelers can begin booking flights now. Also on Monday, Governor Terry McAuliffe announced several budgetary actions to help address Virginia's growing teacher shortage.
We're going to pay for the courses. We're going to pay for the preparation courses just to make it easier for people to say, yeah, I want to be a teacher.
McAuliffe is also incentivizing teachers who fill vacancies in high-need areas. They can earn $20,000 for teaching for 2 years in a top-five critical shortage area in a division with a 50% free and reduced lunch student population. You'll find a detailed report on Virginia's teacher shortage by WMRA's Marguerite Gallerini at WMRA.org. Meanwhile, figures released Monday by the Virginia Department of Education indicate dramatic improvement in the number of state schools meeting minimum broadband connection standards. Charles Fishburne with our partner station WCVE reports.
Approximately 75% of Virginia's 1.3 million public school students now have access to minimum broadband requirements, up from 14% in 2015. Bobby Keener, Virginia Department of Education.
If you're not learning digital skills in the classroom growing up, then you're going to be behind.
The state has found $15 million in existing funds and leveraged another $47 million in federal funds this year alone.
This really opens up the world to our classrooms and to our students.
There are still some 10 school divisions and about 289,000 students below minimum broadband recommendations, but he says they're working on it.
Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
Finally, a conservative minister announced he's joining the fight for the Republican nomination to challenge Democratic U.S. Senator Tim Kaine in 2018. E.W. Jackson announced his campaign Monday on a radio program. The lawyer-turned-preacher ran unsuccessfully for lieutenant governor in 2013. He joins Corey Stewart, a former state campaign chairman of President Donald Trump, and Delegate Nick Freitas as announced candidates. Jackson on Monday previewed a possibly contentious fight with Stewart for the nomination, suggesting Stewart supports tax increases and may be sympathetic to the Muslim Brotherhood, claims that Stewart said were ridiculous. Jackson's fiery rhetoric added a touch of drama to his 2013 race. He compared Planned Parenthood to the Ku Klux Klan and said former President Barack Obama may be an atheist or a Muslim. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Tuesday.